Hello, everyone. This is Chris McLaughlin from Stones Crossing Church, and welcome to the D Group Leader Podcast. We are in part four of this four-part discussion on how to prepare a study. And today what we want to do is actually look at the goals that we have for our study and how we can actually arrive at those goals and keep the goals front and center as we are going through our study. Before we get to that, we want to talk just a little bit about the marriage conference that's coming up in April. I want to just remind you about this. This is something that we would really love every single one of you D Group leaders to be a part of, as well as your group. This is something to announce to your group, to tell your group about, and to get them to register for and to be a part of. We want the whole church to be there for this thing. We think it's going to be an absolutely fantastic conference, a fantastic weekend to encourage and strengthen the couples, the marriages, and even singles in our church. The details are this, April 26th and 27th, that's a Friday night and a Saturday morning. Child care is provided. Check this out, it's only $5 per person, so $10 per couple, and it's super easy to register. Just go to stonescrossing.com. There's a button right on the homepage that'll take you to it, or you can go to stonescrossing.com/healthymarriage. And there you can register and pay online and get it all set. Again, please let your groups know about this and encourage them to register. Go together as a D group and get everyone there to sit at a table together. It's gonna be really good. Well, let's go ahead and move into what we're going to talk about today. We're talking about the goals that we have for our group. And really, one of the biggest things that we can do when we lead a study with our D group is to have clear goals for the direction of the study and to always keep those goals in mind. And there's some really practical reasons why. Maybe you've experienced this, but this happens to me, it seems like all the time. But when the group gets talking, there's usually tangents that start to go off track a little bit. And so some of them are great. Some of them end up getting into some good discussion. Some of them aren't. They kind of go off the rails a little bit. When we have those tangents pop up, we really need to, as the leader of the discussion, we need to rein that in and bring things back to the main goals that we have for the study. Now, those goals are going to be directly connected to our work that we've done prior on the passage that we're studying. So we know what the passage is saying. We know where we want to lead the group, what we really want to lead the group to understand. And then we're working towards getting them there. And so having clear goals in mind is critical for us as we're leading the study. We should always have those things in the forefront of our mind as we're having the discussion. We're constantly asking ourselves, okay, how am I leading my group back to this and back to this, back to the central truth, back to the application? Okay, so that's what we're trying to do. So the question here is, what goals should we have in each study? And I think that there are three. Two of them are probably the bigger ones, but there's a third as well. So the first goal is the central truth. The central truth. This is basically right out of your study of the passage that you want to write down what is one simple, clear main point for your study. If you were to take that passage of scripture that you're studying and give it just a one simple main point, what would that be? Write it down. Honestly, you should try to write this down and this is challenging, but write it down in 10 words or less. If you keep it really simple, clear, and memorable, then your group will have a better chance of remembering it as well. And this is key. I think we have to do this every single week to have that one very simple, clear, central truth. Okay, so that's the first goal that we need to have in mind. And again, this should be based right out of the passage that we're studying. This should be the focus of where we're trying to get the group to go that day. And we want to always bring people back to that one main point. Now, the second goal, this one is, I'd say, more of a secondary goal anyway, but it's supporting truths, supporting truths. So you have a central truth, and then these are supporting truths. Now, in each study, there are going to be several supporting truths that end up leading to the central truth. And you probably won't be able to talk about all of them because there's usually in a passage, there's way too many connections and too many supporting truths to try to talk about. But what you may want to do is as you're designing the study or as you're looking at what's been written down in the guidebook that you're using, just select two or three supporting truths that will best support the central truth and make sure to hit on those in your discussion. Now, sometimes this pops up really easily. Like, for example, you may have a really great question that's going to lead someone in your group to really arrive at one of these supporting truths. And I would, man, when that happens, I would encourage that. I'd be like, yeah, that's awesome. Now let's, you know, and then now let's keep that in mind as one of our supporting truths as we're getting to the central truth. And that's a huge part of leading that discussion. So I think supporting truths are also really good goals to have as you're leading through your D group study. So we have a central truth, we have supporting truths. The last goal is our application. And this is, I think, this is just as important as the central truth. You know, a passage of scripture, when we're really digging into God's word, is it's not just for us to know about God, but it's also designed to change us, to transform us, and to make us more into his image. And that's what God's word does. And so we need to, I think, also have a goal for the application of the passage. Now, there are two schools of thought on how to do this. And I want to share both of them with you because where you're at in your own ability to lead the study may help to determine which way you go with this. Also, where your group is may help to determine this because, and as we'll see here, I think the spiritual maturity of your group is an important factor in this. So I want to share with you both schools of thought on how to come up with these goals for application. The first is that you as the leader select the main application for your group and you help them to move toward that application. In other words, you just want every single person to understand and apply the central truth of the passage in your life, in their life, in this particular way. Okay, so let's take an example of this. Let's say that you guys are doing a study on the book of Romans and you come to Romans chapter 1 and the passage that you're studying is Romans 1, 18 through 32. Okay, and this is the section of scripture where God is talking about how, where Paul is talking about how the wrath of God has been revealed against from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, and he goes through all of these things about how God gave them up to the lust of their hearts and to dishonorable passions and to a debased mind, and so really there's a central truth here, probably that deals with the depravity of humanity. But there are all kinds of applications in here. There's an application of understanding the way that God works and that God is just in his wrath. There's an application of just understanding that humanity is in rebellion against God. There's an application of seeing how God works in the way that he turns people over to their own sins and desires. There's a part in here that's an application dealing with homosexuality. There's an application that's dealing with idols. There's an application that's dealing with sin. I mean, there's all kinds of applications in here. So you as the leader may look at this passage and say, you know, our group is really struggling with this concept. And so you may want to lead the whole group to this one application, all right? And that's a perfectly acceptable way to go. You can direct your group towards that one application because you may see that the group really needs that. Now, the other school of thought on this is to really allow the Holy Spirit to direct this application because sometimes the application of a passage is going to be different for every person. Going back to our Romans 1 passage, you know, you may have people that are, let's say one person in the group that really believes that people are inherently good, okay? And so by reading this passage, the application is going to be an application where their mind is being changed about the nature of humanity, that actually people are inherently in rebellion against God. And that may be a huge application point for that person and the main thing that they need to take away from the study that day. You may have someone, another person in their group that's sitting right next to that person who has been really struggling with the idea that homosexuality is against God's law. And they read verses 26 through 27 and they see how this is something that God does not approve of. And that may be the application for them. So in a group, the Spirit is going to direct the application that's needed for each individual person. Now, in our prep, we may discover some of these possible applications and then lead the group to talk about how they think they need to apply this passage in their life. Now, I say this is more difficult, and it requires some careful preparation on your part, that you understand all the different applications that are there, at least many of them. But it also requires a lot of prayer, because we really need the Holy Spirit's leading in this, and for the Holy Spirit to be present in the room, helping every single person to understand God's word and to apply it correctly. But I'll tell you what. Honestly, at the end of the day, this can be a much more effective way for application to come to each individual person. And really, it's just because of the power of the Holy Spirit at work there. And so I would encourage you to move in that direction, but your group may not be ready for that quite yet either. So start working through those two different options and see what your group may need. So as we looked at these goals, we looked at the central truth, that there needs to be one simple, clear main point for the study. There are supporting truths that really support this one central truth, and there's application. Guys, we have to keep those things in mind. And this is why leading a D group is so hard, is that we need to keep those goals in mind as we lead our study, knowing where you want the group to land at the end of your time together will help direct your conversation and your questions. It'll actually help you by having those goals in mind. It'll help you to steer the conversation away from the tangents, away from the distractions, back to that central truth. And that is so key. I think, and really just to give you some encouragement, I think that in some ways teachers have it a lot easier, because teachers can just say what they want people to hear. You know, they can just say the main point and say the application and move on. But what we're trying to do in teaching this way is so much harder. It's so much harder because we're trying to lead people to the right answers through leading questions and discussion. And people are coming from all different places when they come into our D groups. And so it's so hard to get people to land at the right answers. But you know what? It's also so much more effective. Because when people in our groups arrive at the right answers on their own, they are much more likely to have that truth stick with them than if they're just told the truth. Truly, if they come to that conclusion on their own and they realize it through their own thought process, they are more likely to remember it and to have it transform them. And truly, this is a work of the Spirit. This is something that the Holy Spirit does within us as well. I'm sure that you've experienced this as well, that your own spiritual growth really happens a lot better. It's a lot more, it's a lot deeper, a lot more like within your heart and transformative when you arrive at that conclusion on your own. And so that's what we want for our group members. That's what we should be praying for our group members. So D group leaders, listen, we have a difficult job, but you also have one of the most important jobs that anyone can have. You are discipling the people of our church to grow in the knowledge and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so I just want to thank you. Thank you so much for what you're doing, for caring for so many people in our congregation. What you're doing is absolutely critical, and we're just so blessed, really so blessed to have you doing what you're doing at our church. Well, next time on the D Group Leader Podcast, we're going to talk about how to actually lead through the study and how to lead through some of those tangents and distractions and how to really do this difficult job very well. We're going to answer some questions like, how do you handle the right answers and how do you handle the wrong answers and how do you maintain control over the group when things seem to go awry? So we're going to talk about all of those things next time on the D Group Leader Podcast.